Okay, Sunday night. We're starting with Siman Kuf Gimel. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Gimel, Hilchos Tefillah. Chayomid B'Tefillah, someone's davening Shmona Esrei. Miyotsu Mimenu Ruach V'Lamata. Sometimes the gear says Reyach, sometimes it's Ruach. We all know what it refers to. Flatulence. Mamtin. So the din is that's called a Reach Ra. It's a Reach Ra She'ein Lo Iker, but at least Midrabonon. It's also to even be Maharher, but Divrei Torah. Right? So it's close going to Davin, say Dovish Bekdusha, Shem Hashem. So Mamtin, what do? You have to wait, right? The smell goes away after a while, it dissipates. Mamtin Achiyichle HaReach. The Chayzer Mispalo, Mishnah Berurah says, Hareach Dmei Kara. Dmei Kara. Dmei Kara also Afilu B'Divrei Torah. Kedulei Elbus Emanayin Tes, if Tes. What does Dmei Kara mean?
Not
Migradin.
By Divrei Torah, don't you say if it's from someone else, you don't have to stop? That's a Gemara. Rashi says, because there's no Eitzah, because some guy's got to sleep or something.
So?
I don't know.
Okay. B'chayzer Mispalel. B'chayzer Mispalel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu l'mokom sheposak. Afilu shoho acha sheposak hareach. V'alidei atzir ifoye kedei ligmor kula. So we had a machlekes mechaber nirmah in the previous simon, in simon samachay. According to the mechaber, the difference in dinim is between Shmona Esrei and Kriyashma. Not if you have to be mafsik ba'ainus or not. The difference between being chayzal aroish by shok de ligmar is kula. According to the Bechaber, it's a difference between kriyashma and tefillah. According to the Ramah, it's a difference if you had a stop or not. Al pi halacha, you didn't have to. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah speaks out here that afilu shoh acher shaposa kareach, where you're allowed to daven already. But they had tziruf combining acher shakol areach with the zman of the reyach, hayikadei ligmar kula. So you still only have to go to makom sheposak. You don't have to go to roish tefillah. Why? Dem hayu roitzo hayu mispalel miyad sheposak. You're not an oinus. Vim kein lo hayu kol hefsek machmas oinus. Vein a chayzel roitz. If the whole hefsek wasn't an oinus, vima sheposak karmo liyel besimen samachay. Okay. Kosvuhu achrayinim. The bezeh, in this case, where he's waiting for kol hareach and then he's continuing to daven, ain't tzorich lomar haribon hakosav b'siv beis. In siv beis, we're going to learn about a tefillah you should say, interestingly enough, if you catch it before. If you catch it before, you're supposed to move out of mikra din. We don't do this. But mikra din, if you chap before that you're going to have this flatulence, so you're supposed to go out of your makom tefillah, dalan amos away, and do it there, and then go back. And in that case, where you sort of interrupt your tefillah in such a major way, so there's a little prayer that you say, Ribono Olamim, we'll learn about it in a second in Sif Beis. But the Mishnah Berurah speaking out here in Sif Aleph, ironically, is that here, which is Chorem Wachomer, but there's no Ribon to be said. And the Ribon is like your excusing yourself for what's about to happen, or for what you're doing, because you're in control of the situation. So you're saying the Ribon Olamim, like as an apology. But here it happened already, it was beyond your control. Now you're just dealing with how to deal with the situation. You have to wait till Kol HaReach, and then you start davening again. So then, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's Machlekes Achronim, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you don't say the Ribon that we're about to learn about in Siv Beis. The Bezah ain't Tzorach Leimah Ribon HaKosav B'Siv Beis. So the Mishnah Berurah's reason is the Kshein Marchek, because he's not moving. In our case, because of the situation, he's not moving out of his place. Other Rabbi, he was Mefiach, and he has to wait till Kol Arech, and then he continues davening. There's no moving out of place, so there's nothing to apologize for. That's what he's saying. The Kshein Marchek ain't Nikar Boshto Klimoso. It's not embarrassing. You're not being Mavaza the king. You're not doing something inappropriate if you're not moving out of your place. We're really going to see that svara in the Ramon and Siv Beis. Look at the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha B'chayzer Mispalel says that the Berheitig is Hetik Dibri Aprichodosh, the Paisik that Tzachal Lachzal Roish. That it's not totally in Kriyashman Tfila, it's totally in Oinus and not Oinus. That here you certainly don't have to go back to Roish because you're not in Oinus the whole time. Okay, so that was Sifalis. Siv Beis, Bikesh Lotzis Mena Ruach Malamata. That's the same thing. He has to experience Hafocha, but here he's catching it before. But it's Tar Harbe, so really you're supposed to hold it in. Not appropriate. Nulish Mon Esrei. Control yourself. But if you can't, Ben Yochel Amidatz Moi. So Mikar Adin, here's what you're supposed to do. Holech La'achor of Arba Amos. You walk backwards four Amos. Step back. You're not talking about the right foot, the left foot. You're not being Eiker Raglov like the end of Shmona Esrei. The Pasha walking to a place 4 amos away. And you're walking backwards, you're still facing your Mokum Tfila, as if to say, you know, you're just temporarily stepping back for a moment. That's why it says Achorov. Umosi Haruach, Umamten Hashiach Lahareach, Boimer. And here's what he says. This is what this is what we're reduced to, like animals, like this. These are our physical needs, we can't help it. He then goes back to his place. As we just explained in Sifalot. So again, if you anticipate it happening, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to move back 4 amos. Hagor. What?
What's the point in the Rabbana looking?
What's the point?
Hashem created you.
What's the point in anything? No, really?
No, I mean, if you say Asher Yatzer, so you're giving Hashem a brach, here you're just saying, can't help it.
Yeah, you're excusing yourself. You're in the Tehamelech, and a word of apology is in order. You have to show that you feel bad. You have to do something that reflects that you don't think you're in a bar having a drink, and it doesn't matter what you do. You're standing with Tehamelech, and you're aware of that, and you can't help it. What should you do? You're a boss of a dog, you know. Sartanu, you're blaming it on Hashem. But that's all part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What? I don't know, probably in the Rishonim, in the Rosh, Brachos. We don't do it. We'll see in the Ramah. We don't do it. Hagav violently elbowsim and pay hay. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha what he's referring to. What does he mean to say? Yeshayim the kol zemayik shemuspal b'beiso, avuk shemuspal b'tzibur davalei biyush gadol, where it would be extremely embarrassing. I guess people would notice he's still holding the Lishmon Esrei and he's going back. Then he's going back to his own place. Very embarrassing. So Ain't tzarech lachik klal lachorov. I guess the kavod abrios, the embarrassment, is doiche, this inyan to say this, to express your remorse. Therefore, you don't say ribon olam either, because that's what we had. When it's not nikar, so the ribon olam is not relevant. That's when you're in shul. I have a feeling the chaynoyag when you're at home too nowadays. I don't think we do it. I think the chaynoyag speak out that we don't do it. Why not? I told you once, it's not a mila, it's a chisaron. We don't feel like we're Amil Lefnei HaMelech, so, you know, it doesn't mean anything to us. Okay, you know, what do you want? I'm annoying us. Bring you along. So, the Mishnah Berurah, Bein Yochol, he can't control himself. The Vlavoch, he ain't, really, he should try. The Vlavoch, he ain't lo lehotzi ruach b'shem ponim b'tfilah. He should not do it. In the middle of davening, he should taka, hold it in. The chashina about the shaktsu, there's no nekovim here, there's no ketanim, there's no gedolim. The chashina about the shaktsu, elok shematsu atzmoi, the ketanim or the gedolim, avala hafoch alo. Primarily, the alkaponim, you're a lozuz at tefillin, don't forget, it's an isser chomor to be my fiach and tefillin. So if this is happening to you, you have to make sure that you take the tefillin off or move them out of their place. Lo yihyu munochen al mekomon ki asur lahafiach b'tfilin. So you have to move them out of their place. So if this happens to you, you have to remember to do that. If it's in the morning when you're wearing tefillin, that din is still kayim. Of course, that's achorav debina sheiponav neged amokom sheschal es palel laharal shirotz adayin lachzol tefillah. Also, that's what we spoke out. The tefillah is dogen or lefonav asur. Well, my ribon b'toch atfilah in davening. Rabu sekas vaymedes kvar alidei haruach. It's as if he was mafsik already alidei haruach. So he's not ruining things more by saying the ribon shalom. Lefikach yochel atzik nami v'loy medoves habamtzik. Really, it is a little worse. I mean, ribon olam is like talking in the middle of Shemona Esrei. He's making up atfilah. But he means once you once the hafak is mutter, so then the yibonu shalom is fitting, so it's not a hefsek l'maisa. That's what I would say it means. So when you're reacting to that, you're not adding a new hefsek. It's just a continuation of the old hefsek. You're still dealing with the hefsek of the hafak. Lemokam sheposak lechor hakavona l'tchilas habracha sheposak ba ukidu l'kamon misim kufdalat sifei v'ayin l'kamon ma shekusad l'shom la'alocha v'shem ha'achrayna. So this is interesting. Why didn't this beer halacha, why didn't he write this beer halacha in Sif Aleph? Maybe only here is there a tzad you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha because you moved out of your place. So you made such a significant hefsek, so there's a tzad you'd have to go back to the beginning of the bracha you're in the middle of. But in Zifalev, when we do it, it's just a hafocha and you're just waiting for the reach to go away, so that doesn't call for that.
Is that the reason why you didn't say the ribayin if you...
The reason the Mishnah Berurah brought down was because there was no embarrassment there, because the embarrassment was created by the moving, by the walking from your place. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. There are other reasons given by Achrayna, by the Levush and others. I didn't bother saying it over, but maybe that's more relevant. But here the Mishnah Berurah says the reason of Busha. So anyway, getting back to here, I would say only when you step back, when you walked away four amos, so then there's a shaila, maybe when you come back to your place, you have to start again from the beginning of the bracha. because there was such a significant hefsek. But the taka less significant hefsek, there's no shaila. You certainly just continue on. If you're my fiach in the middle of Shmona Esrei, in the middle of a bracha, so you just wait and you continue the bracha. No reason why the first half of the bracha should be ruined. Oh, I skipped Sivav by mistake. B'chayzul ha-mekomo, b'chayodim hiskim l'das ha-soivim, d'yachzul ha-mekomo kodim ha-ribo. The Shulchan Aruch has him saying the rebone first, and then being chayzul ha-mekomo. B'chayodim paskins, that the opposite should be done. First go back to your place, and then say the rebone. What's the svara? I'll give you some homework to think about that. What's the machlokas?
Rebone is like a tefillah, so just like you have to move away when they have the reach right.
The reach right was kola. You're expressing a remorse at the embarrassment, and you're saying, "What can I do? Hashem made me." So the Mishkabur, as I'm saying it, you say it, and then you go back to your place. You say it b'shas debusha, the makom habusha, and. The Chayyadim hold, you go back to your old place, and there you're back, and you're Emel Lefnei HaMelech, and you know, you realize that you had this significant hefsek. You have to express remorse.
Maybe he's saying it's not nice to speak to the Rabbanu Shalom when you're in the Makom,
maybe that's the Svara. Although b'diavad, of course, you could even daven Shmona Esrei in that place once it's kol ha-reach. That's all b'diavad once it happened.
Why do you go back to your mother?
What?
Why do you go back to your mother?
You go back to where you were daven Shmona Esrei.
What?
You went away for the purpose of being mefiach, not in the makom tefillah, and now you're going back to the makom tefillah. What do you mean, why? The dynamic is that you're leaving your mokum tefillah because you have to be mefiach. So Chazal allowed you to step away and be mefiach in the not mokum tefillah, and then you'll resume your tefillah in the mokum tefillah. That's, you know, just my only elsim and pehei, which brus of kot mches. Ritzon olam adin is borosham dem shok de ligmer eskula chayzul avarish. Because of abach, the dafkim hashiyah hoya yadeh ho'itushim v'reach anoydeh chubat. That's when you're an oinus. I guess that's not called an oinus, because Lamaisa you could dispense with that if you want to. So that's not called machmos oinus. Why isn't going back though part of it? I don't know. You're not mitzaref even. Yes, because it's only a lechatchila din, not a b'diavad din. Okay, Suf Gimel. Oh, wait, Begam lo Yomar, the Ribon Holam, B'tzibur, B'tov Shihara B'libo, which we don't do anyway. We do it because of ignorance. We don't realize Mr. Buro's bottom line is that you should do it. That's more they do it. Where's Ari Stern? He's the only one that gets that joke. You know what I'm talking about? When they took the Rav, they had like a Ksav Rabbanus, I don't know what it's called. So it says there that the Shul does everything like the Mishnah Berurah. So when I saw it, I laughed. Like, I believe me, they don't do everything like the Mishnah Berurah. 1,000%. I felt it was not at all. So whenever we come across something that Yeshua is not done, I say, show finish more this halacha. Tell them they don't do this halacha. They don't do this like the Mishnah Berurah. You should say they followed a Rav's psakim. So we follow the Mishnah Berurah and everything. It's rather not true. We came across already 20 places that we don't do like the Mishnah Berurah.
Okay. Did the charter exist before they had a rub?
What?
Did the charter exist? I mean, they
the
were
charter, it was the Hachtara. The charter.
That's what they were telling the rub.
I don't know what the point was. It was just like.
If he wrote it in, it's one thing. That
no, it was like who the shul is.
Mission statement.
Like we sing Hatikva. Some shuls would say we sing Hatikva after davening. So they say we follow Pesachim in the Mishnah Berurah. I wonder if they make, you know, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you make Kiddush by Shalshuras, you know. It's supposed to be Makbid after you wash. I don't know if I can call it Kiddush. It's supposed to make a bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins it. After you wash by Shalshuras, you're supposed to take a cup of wine and make a bar priya gofet over it. I don't know if you call it Kiddush, but you're supposed to make a bar priya gofet over a cup of wine after you wash. After you make Shalshuras. My Shver's father, Olivah Shalom, always did it. For the Omer Lechem Meza. Okay. Uyvay, I gotta go to the ladies.
I thought it was a
Chassidish. It's not Chassidish, Mishnah Berurah paskins it. Look it up in Chela Gimel, Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Gimel, Hamasatesh Bitfilosa Milamato, that's a fancy word for Hafocha. Simon Rallo. Mishnah Berurah says he shomim dafka shemafiach b'kol. That's the siman ra. We're going to from chaylik to adim b'likol. Okay, but it doesn't mean if you're sick. The siman ra is not if you have a stomach virus or if you have an upset stomach. It's not a siman ra. The gamadet zorch laharchi kanal. You have to follow the first two sifim. Milamalo, if you sneeze, siman yofelo. So you say the same thing. It doesn't mean if you have a cold. It's not a siman yof if you have a cold. Maybe this is the makor. I'm always amazed at. I mean, I'm saying it. It's wrong. When it says siman yof, it means if you al karchach give a sneeze. Not if you the chayim even speak it out. Not if you take shmek tabak before shmona esrei. It's not a siman yof if you sneeze the whole shmona esrei. Adarabi, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do things during shmona esrei. So I'm always in the spoil. I don't know. Different shuls do it to various degrees. Like Shmoneh Esrei, everybody starts blowing their nose and coughing, and
just hear it more.
It's I don't know. There's something. It's like I don't know. I don't know if I should say it's humorous or it makes you cry. Like, you know, they have nothing to do, so they start blowing their nose. So maybe it comes from this. They think it's a siman yofeh. They blow their nose during Shmoneh Esrei. It's not. It's wrong to do. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Brachos. It means if you give a sudden sneeze, why is it a siman yofeh? Because sneezing was held to be extremely healthy. Even though you say gesundheit, because that's how they used to die, through sneezing. Okay, Kashma Maisa. But here, on this halacha, Rashi, on this Gemara, the Rishonim Rashi say it's healthy to sneeze. It's good for the Avarim. You know, sometimes you hear a good like that. But you knew I'm but you knew, you know, the building shakes sometimes you sneeze. So that's the siman yofeh. But not if you don't sit and blow your nose. I have to really ask someone for a favor.